On New York University Week, there's a lifeline for those in psychological distress, but how many people know about it? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jonathan Pertl, associate professor of public health policy and management at the School of Global Public Health and director of policy research at the Global Center for Implementation Science, examines this.
Too often, well-intentioned policies fail because of challenges related to their implementation. As a researcher focusing on mental health policy, my team and I have been keen to study the rollout of the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, which was created by an act of Congress and was launched nationally in July of 2022. What have we learned thus far? In one study, we found tremendous variation between states in call volume following the launch of 988 and the amount of money states dedicated to its implementation. For example, state spending in 2022 ranged from $4.73 to just 30 cents per person. In another study, we found that only a third of state legislators' social media posts about 988 encouraged people to seek help from the Lifeline, and just 10% of these posts mentioned government action related to 988, which is troubling because state legislators have a lot of influence over its financing. We also conducted a survey that was fielded about a year after 988 launched. We found that 42% of adults had heard of 988 and that people with serious psychological distress were more likely to be aware of the Lifeline than those with no distress. We also found that use of 988 was higher among people with serious distress. These findings are promising because they suggest that awareness and use of 988 are highest among those who need it most. However, we also found that only a quarter of respondents said they were very likely to reach out to 988 if they or a loved one were experiencing a mental health crisis. This highlights the need to improve attitudes towards 988, something that could be achieved through theoretically and data-informed communication strategies. Over the next few years, we'll be studying this as well as whether different states' financing approaches to 988 affect outcomes such as suicides and emergency department use for mental health crises.
That was Jonathan Pertl of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and You, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.